It started in 1962 when a father and two sons decided to ride from Columbus down to Portsmouth and back. And from there, it kind of grew into what it is today, which is a ride with approximately 2,500 riders trekking down to Portsmouth to Columbus.
So who participates in this? Is it just anybody that wants to, or how does that work?
Well, they need to register for the ride, and it is pretty much anyone can participate. Mostly, you know, you've got cyclists, and they are from all walks of life.
Can you very briefly take us through the geography and the topography as the riders make their way down to Scioto County and Portsmouth? What will they see along the way?
You get to see a little bit of all of Ohio. First, it's a valley, so it's a fairly flat ride. And as you go through Chillicothe, you're going to take a look at the hills around Chillicothe, which is the Seal of Ohio. If you ever looked at the Seal of Ohio, that is a view from Edina, and we could ride right by Edina. And south of Chillicothe, there you are right along the river. That is probably our rolliest section of the route. And you run into Waverly, which was a big lock town for the canal system. So you will see lots of old canals along the route that paralleled the Scioto River Valley. And you get down to Portsmouth, and it is a fairly wide open flat valley with hills on each side. So you get the benefit of a flat ride and looking at some hilly terrain.
Has this become a pretty big event for, say, Portsmouth? Are there a lot of people down there to wait for and greet the cyclists as they arrive?
It is a huge event for Portsmouth. Maybe not so much for the residents, but for all the merchants and hotel operators and stuff. It is a big event. We basically increase the size of the town by about 15-20%, and we all eat out. So, and we all book every single hotel room in town. So if you're a merchant, they just love us down there. Some residents, not so much. Because we annoy them, but for the most part, Portsmouth really welcomes us, and definitely the business end of the community.
And so the cyclists stay in Portsmouth overnight, and then do they cycle back to Columbus, or do they put their bikes on top of automobiles, or how does that work?
They cycle back to Columbus the next day. There are a number that will have someone come down and pick them up, and they'll drive back to Columbus, but. The vast majority of people will cycle back to Columbus.
Frank C. Bode is director of the Tour of the Scioto River Valley. He says the annual cycling event, which is not a race, is 105 miles each way between Columbus and Portsmouth, Ohio. I'm Steve Hirschberg.